Why didn't I get more stupid firewood last week? All these logs are wet and soggy. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do for some heat now. I feel like I'll end up freezing to death before any dang human puts a stake in my heart. I suppose I could bundle up in my chambers until another dry spell happens, but that's unlikely. At least in winter I can come outside more since the sun goes down, but oh, does it always have to be like this with the dang temperature? I should really fix the roof on the log house so they won't be wet, but you never know. Could grab some from the very bottom of the pile and pray that they're dry. I should have enough kindling for now. Maybe even bringing in some of the less damp ones wouldn't be so bad since they could dry out near the fire. Was that a human? Hello? Are you there? Oh God, how long has it been since I've had to socially interact with someone? Oh, I'm so awkward. Like, what do I say next? How do I even start a conversation? Greetings, human. Ew. He's not supposed to know I'm not human. I just sound like a damn alien like that. Good evening? Actually, yeah, it's midnight. The damn moon is up, so why is he even here? Isn't that like super dangerous for humans to be out in the cold? They're scared of me as I am of them. I'll poke him with a stick. He's not moving. His breathing is slow and ragged. That doesn't look good. Is he hypothermic right now? That would also mean he's delirious and would perish if I didn't do anything. Fine. I know you can't make sense of what I'm saying, but I'm about to grab onto your shoulders and drag you back to my house. You can thank me later. How did you even stumble into my territory? There's like way more social vampires than me, like a few hundred miles away from here. But no, you pick me, the shy, awkward one. Ugh. I'm not blaming you. It's just the situation is stressful for the both of us. Even though you're the one slipping away. But, well, you're lucky I still remember what it's like to be a human, or I probably would have just walked away. You know, the whole this isn't my problem kind of thing. I wonder if you stumbled across the broken log house thinking you could get shelter. But nope, leaky roof. Sorry, probably not that funny. I'd be a little scared of my own mortality if I was in your situation. The only room that's actually warm in my house is my chamber, so you'll just have to forgive me, but you're going in there. Just don't reply back and stay unconscious because it's a lot easier to make conversations when I know you aren't even listening. I should really get my strength up because lugging your butt around really isn't the easiest of tasks I've found. Luckily, I don't live that far away. I'm surprised you didn't spot my place. Although my lights are off almost all the time. Comes with the perks of being a vampire. Can see in the night. Home, sweet home, now to throw you onto the bed. You're even wearier up close. Imagine if you were mute. Now that would make my day. Alright, so not to be weird or anything, but your clothes are wet, so I'm gonna have to, take them off and give you mine. So, excuse me for a moment. Whoa, you have some blue veins. I mean, blue. Looks enticing. I can see them across your arms, the back of your hands, down your chest. Sorry, I need to stay on task. Okay, right, so to put you in these soft cotton clothes, and they should hopefully reflect your lovely warm body heat right back at you, and you are most welcome for that. Then I'm gonna tuck you into bed, so here's a pillow under your head and then one blanket. Then a big, heavy, fluffy cover. There you go. All bundled up. I'll just get the fire started. I'm not the best fire maker ever, but I'm sure you'll end up enjoying it. The heat will warm up that vibrant skin of yours. So colorful and not dead. I never was good at striking a match. Always doing it too quickly and then the wax falls off. There we go. The room temperature will be a nice roasty, toasty temperature in like 30 minutes. Honestly, I thought you would have come around by now. You're actually starting to worry me, human. If you don't mind, I'll take your temperature by placing my hand on your forehead. Oh. No. This won't do at all. Okay, nah. We're not doing this. I am not having a corpse in my bed. I can't believe I'm having to do this, but sharing my body warmth is probably of the utmost importance for your survival, so I'm sure you can forgive me for doing this. Now to get under the covers with you and... you're so icy against my skin. I need to warm up your core first, so please, let me just wrap myself around your arms. I'll rub your back, just moving my hands back and forth. You should be able to feel my warmth radiating through you right now. Just take a deep breath if you can. Inhale through your nose and out your mouth. You can breathe against my skin. It'll probably reflect the heat even more for you. I can warm up your ears as well. Just hold on tight to me. You can pull through. Just relax your muscles and accept the heat that I'm giving you. I can feel that the room's getting warmer and your heartbeat is stronger at least. Maybe you'll come to shortly. I can hold on to your ears like this. See? The blood'll pump back to your heart, warming up your core again. You've stopped shivering. Can you hear me a little bit better? Hello? Can you open your eyes for me? I'm starting to worry about you now. Hello? Human? I'm not joking anymore. Wake up! Hello? Please don't be alarmed. I know it can be unsettling waking up to someone that's in their birthday suit and you, as well, but, you were slipping away. I promise we didn't do anything if that's what you're bothered about. You have or had hypothermia. I'm still trying to determine if you're gonna be okay. Human, there's no point in covering your junk. I've been trying to rouse you for like the last 10 minutes. Do you think you're capable of keeping yourself warm right now? Yes or no? If the answer is no, then we'll have to remain like this. I need to keep you alive. I'm not sure how much you heard or if you were fully unconscious, but I believe you can appreciate that no one wants a corpse in their bed, correct? Thank you. Now, don't die on me. I was scared. If you have questions, then you're more than welcome to ask them. You're in my chamber, in my house. I found you passed out by the log house. I assume you were going there for the warmth. How come you came this far out of the town? Funny. Wolves don't ever come this far, usually. They're getting cocky recently. Did they hurt you? A few scratches. Oh, I never even noticed. Oh my goodness, you're back! Sir, these lacerations are deep. I'm afraid you're being assigned bed rest by me. On whose authority? Well, mine, of course, unless you want me to bite down on your neck and feed from you. I think you ought to do what's best. Huh, so you did hear the vampire's remark, but elected to ignore it. Funny. I remember being a naive human once. I miss it. It's been quite a while since I've interacted with anyone before, but I have a sense of, like, this weird caring nature for you. I wonder if it's just empathy, though. You're welcome to stay here for as long as you like. Since I can't exactly read any murderous contempt on your face, nor did your heart rate spike when I confirmed the whole vampirism thing. When was your last meal? Well, I hope you don't mind rabbit, as that's the only meat that's available right now. Are you well enough to be left on your own to warm up? I'm going to make you food and then clean and dress those wounds of yours. If they are left alone, you are very likely to contract an infection or perhaps a disease. In either case, I actually don't have the equipment to nurse you back to health, so it's better to avoid both of those outcomes. Here, let me tuck you in and I'll put my clothes on again. You know, I can sense you taking a peek. The shamelessness of humans. It was life or death. I would hope that if the roles were reversed, you would save me, no matter the cost. After all, I could argue that you owe me one now. Okay, so pardon me, I shall return with a hot meal for you. How do you take your tea? It's herbal, so I'm afraid it will be bitter no matter how much sugar I add. The dandelions have a lot of vitamins in them for you. Should be able to help you rest and recover over the next few days. It's been a while since I've had human healing, but I would say at least 4 days to get the worst of it away. If you were to get up now and make the journey home, I think you would quite literally rip open these wounds and start leaking again. Try your best to eat the meal. The meat has iron for you to produce new blood with, and the carrots are a good natural sugar for you. You are most welcome. However, you might not be so courteous for the next part. I need to clean your wounds. I have water here, and I'm mixing a tonic that should eliminate any infections. Does it sting? It will most definitely sting, yes, human. Good thing I like men who grunt. Sorry, I don't know what's gone into me. It seemed funny to say at the time. Like, blurted out without thinking, yeah. Sorry, that was inappropriate of me. Alright, I'll climb behind you and pull down the covers. Nothing. It's just been a while since I've seen such an injury. You forget how scary it can be. Please, do forgive me for this. I apologize. I really do. I have to get deep into it, or the risk of infection is too dangerous. No, I'm not a doctor. I never was anything. I was bitten before I could do anything, I guess. I was quite sickly when I was younger. Then, in my teens, I had only just managed to get a simple courier job. I would walk from town to town delivering messages or very lightweight packages. Are you sure you want to know the tale? It's not a very pleasant one. Okay. The money I earned went back to my parents. Then they went to every doctor imaginable looking for any elixirs that would help my condition. Yet, time and time again, we were swindled out of our savings. So many false promises. I was just so determined to provide for them. I took a late job. It was nothing unusual. A lady approached me by an old tavern, explained that she wanted a letter and a necklace delivered back to a lover she had no interest in. He would shower her with gifts to convince her to be his, but she was very adamant. She loved another man, so I was to head back to the town he lived in and hand deliver it with a message. The man did not like the message. It happened so fast. My ears were ringing. He had smacked me with something metal. I don't know what it was. I was too slow to react, and I yelped as he kicked me in the ribs. Something must have hurt me because a dark entity swooped him off his feet. His head cracked on the cobblestone, and that was the end of him. I was coughing up blood, and at this point, my body was far too frail to handle what had just happened. I was losing consciousness, but the entity was approaching me. He was assessing me, I think. Maybe to see if I was worthy. I reached my hand up towards him to ask for help because the words couldn't come out. I was choking on my own blood, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in the woods here. Out of town, out of sight. There was something different about me, though. I could feel it. I had energy for the first time. I touched over my head and my ribs, and there was nothing. Not even a mark. The moon was lighting the trees around me, and in the distance I spotted the bell tower from my town. I headed straight back home, but when I arrived, I peeked through my window, and my family had gone. I interrupted the new people that were living there and asked for answers. They said it had been a month. Apparently they came into money and left for a new life. It was too painful to stay around without me. Honestly, I don't blame them. But where that money came from, I think it was the man who turned me. We don't have a big family or relatives with money, but it made sense. That's why he was eyeing me up. He knew of me, I suppose. Maybe he was just taking pity on me. It didn't take me very long to figure out what I was when I noticed the fangs and the inability to see myself in the mirror. I suppose that's why I wasn't very shy to warm you up the way I did. I haven't exactly got the best POV of myself. I'm gonna wrap a bandage around your chest to hold the padding in place. You might have some leakage from the wounds for the next few days, but I can clean them out. It's really not an issue. Yes, I will have to use the tonic again. There, how does that feel? Better? Supported? Yeah. What would you like to do now? Oh, rest, yes, sorry. Of course. If there is anything I can do to make it better, then please just say. Well, I didn't expect that request. Alright, if you wish. I suppose a soothing environment can improve recovery time. Please rest your head on my lap. I'll pull the cover up so you feel a bit better. It's important to sleep for as long as you please. It's pretty late. But when the sun next comes up, you'll have to take yourself outside to catch some of the rays for roughly 20 minutes. I would join you, but well, that's not the wisest of ideas. I've experienced the burn once in my life and never again. The agony was indescribable. I'm pretty tired if I'm honest. I'm laying on the pillow, so if I do sleep, I'm pretty comfortable. Would you like me to play with your hair? That's alright, you can ask. I'm caring for you after all. Why did I say to you? Well, it would be kind of weird if I didn't. I'm not sure how many other vampires you've came across, but yeah. No, I don't want to drink from you, I promise. Why? You won't laugh, will you? I'm vegan. Like, human vegan, I guess. Not animals, though, because, well, that's my version of tofu. I don't know, it's been a while now, but I remember what it was like being a human. I couldn't really imagine stealing energy from someone that way. If that guy had taken a drink from me instead of a bite, I probably would not be here right now. Plus, what happens if I pick on the wrong person? It just doesn't seem right to me. If someone offered themselves to me, I would say that would be a very unique situation to be in. I suppose when it happens, I'll make that decision there and then. I'm afraid the sun should be coming up shortly, which is my cue to go to sleep. However, if you want to remain on a more human sleep cycle, you're welcome to stay up. I would advise getting out of bed, but if needs must, then the bathroom is out the door and to the left. The right is the kitchen and living room and dining too. The pantry in the kitchen should hopefully have some dry foods for you to have. If not, you can wake me up and I'll prepare to hunt something for you. I do have to get my food that way, yes, but not many hunters selling their stock at midnight these days. If they did, then business would be booming because of me. There is not really any streams that are nearby, and I've not had fish in a very long time. What I would do for some freshly caught salmon. What should you call me? I've not had a name in a very long time. I'm not sure it would be right to use my old one. It's a bit stereotypical, but I suppose you could call me Bite for now, until I come up with a new one. I'm not very creative like that. I could give you a nickname, like me. If I'm Bite, then that makes you Prey. I'll try to play with your hair a little longer, but I'm afraid I'm getting quite sleepy, Prey. Just wake me up if you need something, alright? I'm here to help you. I promise.